We've just heard the words of the Buddha from three different translators. I find it really helpful when reading ancient texts from 2,500 years ago to read different translations. Some of them might be put more to your liking, some might stir up a bit of a reaction more than others. And it can also be really interesting to notice which ones we tend towards and which ones we avoid. Does anyone know which text those quotes are from? So they are all from the same text. I know you know. Does anyone else know? Does anyone else want to give it a try? Just shout it out.
Dhammapada.
Dhammapada, yes. Yeah, so they're all from the Dhammapada, which is universally agreed to be one of the oldest Buddhist texts, closest to the word of the Buddha. What we're focusing on tonight is praise and blame. Does anyone want to give it a try? Call out another pairing of the worldly winds.
Fame and infamy.
Yes, fame and infamy. Yeah.
Pleasure and pain.
Pleasure and pain, yes. Last one?
Loss and gain.
Loss and gain. You can kind of do a slant rhyme with these. Two of them rhyme. Loss and gain, pleasure and pain. And then you've got infamy and fame, and praise and blame. Find if I can get those four rhyming at the end, then I can figure out which ones they go with. As I was thinking about praise and blame, I realised that there's actually three different ways that we can, sort of like three emanations of this teaching. And I don't think this is a traditional way of looking at it, but this is what came up upon my reflection. Animals and animal impersonations also came up upon my reflection. I can guarantee that's not a traditional teaching, but I'll get into that as well. So the three categories we're going to be looking at are how we look for from others. So whether we look for praise from others or whether we look to avoid blame from others. And that's generally traditionally how it's talked about. And then we're going to look at internal praise and blame. What do we say to ourselves? What's our tendency in our own minds? Is it towards praise or blame? And then finally, we're going to look at what we administer, what we give out. Do we generally tend towards praising, or do we tend towards administering blame